الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولى العظيم. Allah has blessed us with this Mubarak month, Mahi Siyam, this month of fasting, and Allah Ta'ala has kept so many a'mal in it that our forgiveness is inshallah guaranteed. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make inabat, to turn towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and to try and receive and do what the purpose is. MashaAllah, brothers have come for long periods from far places, and the object is not just to come in pastime. Yeah. Yeah. On one occasion, take a little time, but just to get there, to make us understand. Remember this point where I was, inshallah. There was one alim in Delhi who was making deen's khidmat, but from a scientific point of view. So, and he had like modern ideas. So he came once to the Markaz Nizamuddin, to Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and he said he has got some objections with regard to the work of tabligh, like many people have, especially knowledgeable people according to how the usul of the Jamaat are. So Hazrat Ji listened to him and then told him, see, you are looking at the work of tabligh from an academic point of view. And this work is a practical work, not an academic work, it's a practical work. So therefore you are having this objection. So what I advise you, there is a Jamaat going out for 10 days or so it was. You join them, and after 10 days you come back, and then inshallah we will set. And I'm not just doing this to like make your tashkil or something, but actually, we will sit down, and if whatever objections you have, we will discuss them. So he agreed. He went. When he came back, then he told that, now I've got no objections whatsoever. I've understood the work, and I'm giving my whole life for the work. Then Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali told him that in that case, you haven't understood the work. So he says, I've understood and I'm giving my life. He says, in that case, you haven't understood. So he says, why? How come? So he says, Hazrat Ji asked him, the way you are taking Islam to those people who we won't normally reach, those people with scientific minds and in that, the environment they live in and that. So who will take Islam to them? Isn't that a necessity? And your object is also to bring them onto deen. So he said, yes, that's right. I know nobody else is doing it. Then Hazrat Ji said, what we want is there mustn't be one of you, but there must be plenty of you. And you mustn't be just in the one city here of Delhi, but every city of India and the whole world, there must be people who are doing that work of how to take deen to the various people in according to their capacity. But however you do one thing, and that is what I wanted to say, that you once a week, that is on a Thursday night, you come here to the Markaz, and on there, just explain again a little bit further, that about when Hazraji Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali felt Allah had put in his heart there should be one night where all the Jamaat workers gather in one place, the Markaz, and they spend the night there, and in order to make effort in that night, and so that he can the Hidayat can come. So when he thought of that, he called his friends that which night should we have. Most of them suggested Saturday night, for that day. That time also the Western environment, etc., was, and Sunday was a public holiday. So Saturday night, if you're in the masjid, you're making ibadah till late, then Sunday you can sleep at 1 hour, 2 hours extra, you can cover up. So Hazrat Ji said, yes, from a practical point of view, I understand that. But what you will get from Allah Ta'ala on a Friday night, Jummah's night, which we call Thursday night, you won't get that on a Saturday night. So then Hazratji brought in the Jummah on a, what we tell today, Shab Guzari, most countries they have on a Saturday night, Jummah's night, that is Thursday night. So we also should try and see, not to go with the flow or what the demand of the time is, but what the actual thing of our deen is. Today normally we see what is more practical, what is more feasible, etc. What we are commanded to is to command, follow Allah's command and His Rasul. Of course, what the ulama and the rasikheen fil ilm, those who have got deep knowledge, and the pious people, what their mashura we should make. So inshallah. So anyway, for that Maulana Hadraji Rahmatullah Ali said, you spend one night here. So that one night was for Shab Guzari, what we call. But that is a misnomer. Actually, it means Shab Bedari, for that one night to stay awake and make the ibadat of Allah, and particularly du'as that Allah Ta'ala turns His attention and gives hidayat towards people. Allah Ta'ala, وَيَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ, that Allah pulls whom He wants to towards Him. So we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that you pull the people towards you. So that is for that night. But now we take it as, and Shab Guzari is every night, to pass the night. Every night we pass, whether we pass it sleeping, or we pass it doing some work, or we pass it in anything, we're passing the night. So the object is not to pass the night. The object is to do what we have to do. What I want to, where I wanted to connect it here, that we have come here also, not just to pass our time here, that we have thought of 30 days, 7 days, 10 days, whatever it might be. So I must pass my time. No, there is an object behind it. And the object behind that is our islah. And the islah, which means taqwa for one, ta'alluq ma'allah. Allah becomes our object in everything, as we heard in the kitab also, that difficulties, hardships come, but Allah Ta'ala be in front of us all the time. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy, and that we take that, we keep that in mind, that we keep akhirat all the time in mind. We keep Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, Allah's commandment, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we keep that in mind. With regard to that further, so how to make our rozas, the rozas that they are supposed to be, and the roza of the ears, hearing. So one thing that comes also is that the singing and music, musical tones, etc., how much we should try and avoid that. That is very, very dangerous for us. And we shouldn't have it on our phones or any of our close associates who we associate with, and we have to listen to that, that we should cut out completely. But even so, we should be on our guard, because it comes that al-ghina, music makes nifaq, yumbitu nifaq, aw kama qal. It makes nifaq to grow. And the explanation comes that there is a certain plant that grows in the desert, that when it rains, overnight, over 3 meters, it grows. Our normal home roof is about 2 meters or 2.5 meters. So you can imagine 3 meters. And overnight with one rain, it grows so much. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that this music causes nifaq to grow in the heart even more, far more than that also, more faster than that also. We don't realize it, we don't understand, but it causes that nifaq. And then a person, Allah protect us all, the heart starts rusting. And for that, as we read in Fadail al-Quran, then resort more to tilawat of Quran Sharif, and zikre more, think more of more to remove that rust. But anyway, first of all, don't let the heart get rusted. So try and prevent that completely. Also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, zina, ruqiyatu zina, O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that music is the stepping stone to adultery. When a person will listen to music and that, then the desire will come, start growing in him to go and commit adultery. So music, we have to try in our best, we try and save ourselves. And today we are in such a time that, for example, somebody will send on the phone a beautiful nasheed, nazam, beautiful, and about Naat Sharif, in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the background, there is some music playing. So what salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qasida burda sharif, so beautiful. But how many of them, if you see, then they've got some musical tone at the back. And then again, it is all they try and define it, that it isn't done according to the rules of music, etc. But anything that resembles even this music, we should try and avoid that totally. Allah Ta'ala, it's a challenge all the time to live a life according to Sunnah as it comes in the Hadith Sharif. The form of the Hadith is like carrying burning coal in your hand. This is the time that we are in. So we are a person, and as we are told in Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah, his beautiful explanation, the real is the Akhirah. Like a person who's got a first class ticket, he's got Iman, but he goes and sits in a third class. That is, he hasn't got Amal. And the waiting room, the qabr is the waiting room. And when we are in Maut Ki Yaad, and also Shauq e Watan, those places, it's not easy. So we Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can try and correct those things. So very, very important that we try and remain on the correct tariqah of our deen. For that also, there are other things also that we have to worry about continuously, and that is that Islam, the true Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and according to Sunnah, may Allah give us that proper understanding, and also may Allah bless us with a proper understanding of deen, not a lopsided, the proper understanding of deen, and the actual deen to get that. So that is being, that deen of Islam is being attacked today, not only from people who are outside Islam, non-Muslims, but from inside also, and from many scholars also. They, for whatever reason, but things like, for example, that music is haram, but singing is not haram. So things like this, illogical arguments people are presenting, and people are being where there is a responsible person, he eliminates such people from their post, but then they get a place again in another more superior place also, and they are promoting this, the Abrahamic Accord, for example, or now perhaps it's not so much in vogue, but this Gulen's movement. How many people were supporting this from Turkey, the Gulen's movement, and this man himself, the masjids that they built, etc., at various places, he acted and he was like a very great Sufi, a very pious person, and a very down-to-earth person. But finally, it was found that he was a Protestant of the Christian faith, and he was buried in a cemetery of the Protestant. So, and yeah, how many people, he took so many people, scholars he took, from here to Turkey, and then they showed them their things, etc. Many people got involved in that. So we have to be very, very careful. Today it is with us, and we are facing these challenges. Tomorrow it is our children. And then what is going to happen there? In fact, when Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali visited South Africa round about 63 or 64, round about there, he was hosted by the people here of Krugersdorp. And then towards the end, the pious people of that time, they told Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that we fear that we don't know about our children, whether they will remain on Islam or not. Allahu Akbar. Allah wa'ala, they are such. One word came out of Mufti Shafi Sahib and he said, in your town there will be a Darul Uloom. They were fearing that there will be no Islam won't be left. But in any case, so Allah Ta'ala, the word of the pious people, Allah Ta'ala, make it a reality, and we all make the dua, and Allah Ta'ala increase, inshallah. So, today is a time that we have to be very worried about Islam, how it is being attacked. People are, for years and years, they've started some organization in favor of Islam. But the actual object is to change the face of Islam. That they will present it as Islam, that this is what Islam says. But inside, they are doing, their object is something else. And today, this is, I'm not speaking in riddles, we know everywhere what is happening. How Islam is being attacked by various organizations, various people. Now that the president of Iran has been assassinated, has been killed by whatever the war is taking place there, and they were the people who the Ithna Ashariya Shias, those that have got great enmity for the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And those people who slander the one of the greatest women of the world, Sayyidatuna Aisha, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And many, many other things also. And the support, outwardly it might seem like for Islam. But if you go and just see it little bit, you see it isn't actually for. And what great harm is being caused. So all these things are happening in the world presently. And people say that we are like confused. But there is really no room for confusion. The matter is quite clear that how the people are. And from the beginning of the Shia, their religion, they are not Muslims. They want to be, and how many people, Allahu Akbar, some big organization hosted one of their leaders, one of, who they call Imam also, and who were the object of building bridges between Sunnis and Shias. Sunni, that we are all brothers, we are all united together. So that is also a very important thing. And all these aspects, as far as our, as Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, very, very important with our Iman, and to protect our Iman, and to see that we are on the right path. All these things are very important and very necessary. It is, we have to be speaking more just on about the Ramzan and the necessary things. But these things are also very, very important that we be conscious of these things. So whether it is these organizations, these scholars and famous scholars, big people of big position, but what they are saying, where there is the authority and they recognize these dangers, they remove such people. But other places where they don't recognize the dangers, they employ such people. And they promote such people. And their ideas are being promoted. So, and on various platforms they are. And today, with the phone and all the other the social platforms, different platforms, in 1 second, where a message goes from where to where. So we have to be very, very, very careful. So we must make dua for the protection of our iman also. Our family's iman. Women are more prone to also, there are some people who are going around. That is also another very big test and trial. And they go around in a very, very nice outward form. Everyone falls for it. This is now very good. In one, I was just explaining to me after Zohar, in one place where they wanted to come to a masjid. And in fact, the same person came here to the madrasa also many years ago. But Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah made it that he just puzzled out, nothing happened. But they just they're coming, they're meeting, and as a guest you host somebody. But then the minds, they score on it. They take what they say about it, that we were hosted. One place, one person, this was in the UK, that a person also with also different ideas, more than ideas, and some top scholars went and meet him. And then they gave him some hadiah also. You just look at one side of the thing, he's an alim, he's a top scholar, but the ideas he's moving, the ideas he's spreading, that is something else. And just by now going to meet him, support him and that, and they use that to score miles in a different way. So it is very, very dangerous for us. And there's only one protection, and that is Allah. Nobody else can protect us. The challenges are so subtle and so severe that it's not within our means that we can save ourselves. So, but this is a very important aspect of our deen, to be safeguarded against all these subtle infiltrations which are coming. And the one is that we just stick to Quran and Hadith. And how it was taught to us. Today this has become also, many people openly challenge it, that to follow our asatiza and our elders. Today people who studied under the asatiza, under the elders, they challenge it. And they say that they were like, even with regard to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, nahnu rijal wahum rijal. We are also human beings, they also human beings, we make mistakes, they also made mistakes. So when a person has that attitude with regard to the elders, and then he's prone to go in any and every direction. People who don't follow a mazhab, who are la mazhab, they don't follow any mazhab, those people are also prone, that time comes, Allah protect us all, forgive us. Then you go out of the fold of Islam also. If you don't bind yourself to a certain the correct ideology, then you are, in fact, at one time, very many years ago, in Cape Town, the Christians, they were doing all the propagation work in South Africa, in the whole of Africa. They had a seminar where they discussed what progress they have done. One person stood up and said that with all our efforts, we couldn't make many people Christians. But what we have done is not leave them Muslims either. The doubts we have put in them, that they are no more Muslims also. Also very interesting there, in Cape Town it was found, that was that time, many years ago. I'm speaking about 50, 60, 70 years ago, where they found that we could not make inroads in the Cape Townian people. Because they said, why? Anything you tell them, they say, we'll ask our sheikh. So they were bound to their sheikh. Any matter of the family, a proposal to make, to receive, a child is born, the name of the child, everything. In fact, I just learned now that anyone who wants to make qurbani, they call it qurban. They will go to the sheikh and then he gives them a time because he has to go to so many houses to go and make. In other words, everything is associated with the sheikh. So when sheikh asks them about these people who are coming the Christian missionaries. He said, you just cut off from them. You don't need to host them at all. And that was the end of the story, finished. But where you give the, have an open minded, and you say that we were, how many people in our societies, invite them, give them a cup of tea, let's hear what they got to say. Whereas Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali says that if somebody claims nabuwat, and he says that I'm a nabi, and you just tell him so much that what is your proof, let me hear what proof you got, you lose your iman. Because it's a non-negotiable fact that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the last and final Nabi. And no Nabi can come after Nabi Sallallahu. No Zilli Nabi, no Buruji Nabi, no Nabi like in a shadow form, or no Nabi in any way whatsoever. Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last and the final Nabi, and no Nabi can come after him. Now if we want to be open-minded, that let us hear what he's got to say, you lose your iman. But this, what I'm saying, makes sense to very few people. More it makes sense that let's listen to what they got to say. What's their argument also? And iman is a thing which is totally not negotiable. It is iman on Nabi Ali, on the Quran, on Allah Ta'ala, on Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Quran Sharif. And that iman which was given to them, to Nabi, when the people were told, Aminu, kama aminu nas, bring iman like the ordinary, all the sahaba brought iman. What did the munafiqeen and the other non-people, non-believers say? Anu'minu, kama aminu sufaha. Must we bring iman like the stupid, gullible people? They just accepted Islam. No, that is the Islam that we must follow. And when a person sticks firm to that, then he will get saved. So there are very many things which are happening. Prominent platforms. These people are being invited, and then they are being promoted. And all everything is done in favor of them, in favor of the Shias, that all what they teaching, etc. And when it was brought to their notice, today very easy, many organizations, when things were brought to their notice, they just delete it from their website. Now it's no more there. But it all happened there. It was open in front of the whole public. So a lot of things are happening. We have to be very, very careful. So Ramadan Sharif, this honorable month, Allah Ta'ala, let us spend it in our ibadat. Some people say that you got blinkers over your eyes, that you don't want to see. You have blinkers, you are safe. If you got the right iman, then you are safe. You stick to that, what our elders have taught us, the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif has taught us. So this is a very serious thing. Allah protect me, our iman, our Islam. Allah make our maghfirat. And Allah Ta'ala bless us with the correct iman. And Allah Ta'ala let us prepare for that eternal, everlasting life of ours, which is, as we read, it should cause great worry to us. When we read in Maut Ki Yaad, Shauq-e Watan, etc., all these words of our elders that we hear in the kitab, it should cause great worry for us. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, show His special mercy upon us, and forgive us completely, inshallah. Keep us with iman, our progeny, all the people of the world, Allah grant them the true, correct iman, Islam, and take us with that, inshallah. And in the qabr also, Allah keep us safe on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah take us and give us Jannatul Firdaus in His great mercy and kindness. Allah is most merciful, most forgiving. May Allah forgive us. We keep on asking for forgiveness.